Happy Friday, everybody. Today is Friday, June 17th, and our daily Bible readings for today are Psalm 42 and 43, Job 16, 14 through 30, and Galatians 3, 15 through 22. And I'm going to be doing the scripture from Galatians today, so let's jump into it. Dear brothers and sisters, here's an example from everyday life. Just as no one can set aside and amend irrevocable agreement, so it is in this case. God gave the promises to Abraham and his child, and notice the scripture does not say to his children, as it meant many descendants, rather to say his child. And that, of course, means Christ. This is what I'm trying to say. The agreement God made with Abraham could not be canceled 430 years later when God gave the law to Moses. God would be breaking his promise. For the inheritance could be received by keeping the law, then it would not be the result of accepting God's promise, but God graciously gave it to Abraham as a promise. Why then was the law given? It was given alongside the promise to show people their sins. But the law was designed to last only until the coming of the child who was promised. God gave his law through angels to Moses, who is the mediator between God and the people. Now, a mediator is helpful if more than one party must reach an agreement. But God, who is one, did not use a mediator when he gave his promise to Abraham. Is there a conflict then between God's law and God's promises? Absolutely not. If the scripture could give us new life, we could be made right with God by obeying it. But the scripture declares that we are all prisoners of sin, so we receive God's promise of freedom only by believing in Jesus Christ. That was a long one. So I think it was interesting that they mentioned a mediator and how it's helpful. We use a mediator when it's helpful to reach more than one party to reach an agreement. And it's interesting to me to see, even in biblical times, things like that being done that we use in our law system today. I always find that interesting for some reason. So the meat of this verse is really in 21 and 22 when it talks about the only way to receive a new life and the promise of freedom that God's offered us and promised us is by believing in Jesus Christ, by believing that he's the one son, by believing the miracles, and believing that he was sent to this world to essentially save it. And Paul kind of argues that between God's law and God's promises is there conflict. And he also argues that there's not, because if the law could give us new life, we could be made with God by obeying it. And the law is believing in Jesus Christ and receiving that God's promise of freedom, because God's law is, I'm thinking the Ten Commandments and all these other things that Moses experienced and Abraham experienced, and then God's promise of eternal life, which he gave us, sending his only son to die on the cross, knowing what would happen, just to abolish sin in this world and to give us hope again, right? So that is all I have for you guys today. I hope you all have a great weekend. It's going to be a toasty one. I am planning on going swimming this weekend, so I'm excited. But I hope you all have a great week. And don't forget, if you're on campus, we have our Juneteenth celebration today from 11 to 1. And we'll be cooking some burgers. And Pastor Willie Kitchens will be here hanging out. And we'll have all kinds of cool stuff happening here. So stop by if you want some free food and some fellowship. And we'll be here from 11 to 1. See you then. Peace.